our housing and community director for the city of Marshalltown. I want to welcome in Michelle Sponheimer. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
And let's get a derecho update from your office.
Yeah, you know, it's now been, we're coming up on a month already, which seems impossible, but there's still a lot of work going on. We know that there's still a lot of debris pickup, and just kind of a reminder to folks that we're not picking up as a city extra, like, construction debris or things like that from your home. They're only working on the tree debris. We've put a lot of assessment time into evaluating all the properties in town to determine what the level of damage was across the city. And hopefully all your listeners saw that FEMA did approve the individual assistance for Marshall County this week. So I think all that work that we did early on in trying to determine our damage levels was really important. We'll hopefully help out our homeowners and business owners in the community.
Yeah, we sure hope so. Have there been any structures that your department has deemed uninhabitable? Or at least for now anyway.
Yeah, we did. We have several that we had to what we call placard the property with the red tag, like similar to what we did in the tornado. And in some cases, people are still able to be in the home because maybe it was just like the garage that was really destroyed, or there's still a safe space. But with some of them, they are really uninhabitable. And we're leaving that decision and a lot of part up to the owners to make and their adjusters and structural engineers. But we're tagging them as something that we feel there is some structural issue that needs to be concerned with. And we're having a great response from people that are contacting us when they do have those tags to let us know what they're doing, what their status is, working with insurance. And that's the most important piece, is just to communicate with us.
You know, Michelle, when there is a tornado or an earthquake or a flood or something like a natural disaster, it can expose. I mean, we've talked about lead abatement for a long, long time,
right.
But you know, it can expose stuff like asbestos and other things like that. Have you had to deal with any structures that have all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this is something you know, we definitely need to get taken care of?
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, we recently just sent out flyers for our lead program and the water bills, so customers are probably seeing those the past few weeks. And so we have a lot of new lead exposure, and that's one that we're concerned with. And so it's a great time to apply for our lead program and contact our office. We've had several people do that. In our commercial buildings is where we see some of the biggest concern for things like asbestos. Because commercial properties have a legal responsibility to dispose of that debris in the appropriate manner. So either abate asbestos or take it as asbestos-containing hazardous when it goes to the landfill. So you can't just take it to the landfill like you can household debris. And so there are new things that, you know, our owners of businesses and commercial property have to be aware of that maybe a residence doesn't have the same requirement.
Gotcha. Lots to talk about from your office. All right. Michelle Spahn. Yeah, Michelle, it's good to catch up with you again, and we'll talk down the line. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right,
on.
You bet.